people are fearful. People are afraid for themselves, their families, their lives. You know, like, had Mitt Romney gotten elected in the last election cycle, I don't think that my mother would have had to look me in the eye and tell me to, you know, stay safe, keep a low profile, not go out at night.
That's Shawnee Warris, one of the students who organized the Unity Circle. The event was announced in a campus-wide email last week from WVU President E. Gordon Gee. He called for open and respectful discourse and said the WVU community must remain a safe home for all Mountaineers. Organizers say the Unity Circle was a reaction to Donald Trump's election last week. Members of the public were invited to speak to the crowd. Some talked about their fears of living in West Virginia as individuals of color.
And never have I been so afraid to walk out my door, hearing that people, minorities and women, are being treated on a college campus, a place of institution, a place where people come for higher learning. And so I'm afraid. I'm a black woman.
And several talked about comforting their parents, some of whom felt that life in the United States was no longer safe.
And I had to, you know, force myself to tell her, we're not going anywhere. Not only my family, but us as a people worked too damn hard for too damn long to be pushed out by one man. Even though I was telling her that, I really had to think to myself and say, do I believe what I'm saying? I did not have an answer until 6:30 p.m. tonight. Seeing all of you here gives me so much hope.
The Southern Poverty Law Center, an organization that tracks hate crimes, says more than 200 incidents of election-related intimidation have occurred nationwide as of last Friday. As people made their way home after the event, Dean of Students Corey Ferris said he was proud of the students for standing up for unity.
And our students are saying, but we're still one United States of America, and we're still a wonderful country where individualism can be celebrated, and all people are welcome and should be included in the conversation.
The night ended with an interfaith prayer for community, safety, patriotism, and a West Virginia University football win against the University of Oklahoma this weekend. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ann Lee in Morgantown.